Water quality and flowing water bodies, such as streams and rivers, experience spatial and temporal variations due to variations in flow volumes, dilution and transport of pollutants along the flows. Therefore, it's important to indicate location and time of data collection to accurately represent water quality in flowing water bodies. For impoundment water bodies, such as lakes and reservoirs, water quality variations are more pronounced along their depths due to the change in the density of water with temperature that occurs in different seasons. These are particularly significant in deep reservoirs and temperate climates, where seasonal temperature variations are large. In deep reservoirs or lakes, the water column can be stratified into hypolimnion or lower layers and epilimnion or upper layer due to thermal variations. The transition layer that separates these layers is referred to as the thermocline or metalimnion, which is characterized as the zone where temperature drops rapidly with depth. The two layers remain distinct with little mixing, and the water quality in the two layers varies significantly. The two layers, however, mix in what is called turnover during changes of seasons. Reservoir turnover occurs during the fall and spring periods as the ice cover breaks up on a lake in the spring. The water temperature becomes uniform from the surface to the bottom. This period is referred to as spring turnover, and during this period, water mixes throughout the entire water column. As the surface waters warm, they are underlain by a colder, denser strata of water. Once thermal stratification occurs, there's little mixing of the warm surface waters with the cooler bottom waters. As fall approaches, warm surface waters begin to cool and become more dense. Eventually, the surface temperature drops to a point that allows the lake to undergo complete mixing. This period is referred to as fall turnover. As the season progresses and ice begins to form on the lake may stratify again. However, during winter stratification, the surface waters, which are at or near 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius, are underlain by slightly warmer water, about 39 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius. This is sometimes referred to as inverse stratification and occurs because water is most dense at a temperature of about 39 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius. As the ice on the lake melts in the spring, these stratification cycles are repeated. Lakes that are 15 to 30 feet deep may stratify and destratify with storm events several times during the year. Shallow lakes do not stratify.